We're talking about identity. We're talking about being anchored. I'm saying, yes, we need to be anchored in your true identity. I'm a son of God and I'm in Christ, and it's very important. But I believe we're going to be lopsided. There's not going to be a balance in my life if love does not call me to also know your identity. John, am I seeing a bit of a smile or not? No, not yet. John said God is big on identity, and so I'm preaching on it, so I'm just checking. No, God really gave him a great download in the week, which he shared with me, and I believe this is really God's heart, just to check where our hearts are. Okay, so those are the two big things. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Second thing is, the world will know that we're his disciples, we actually love one another. What is love? Lay down your life, that is love, yes, amen. My wife does that, and I can honor her for that. She really lays down her life, and I'm thankful. Don't show it always that eloquently, I do repent, but I'm thankful. But what is love? Sacrifice, yes. Sharing respect, yes. Words that build, yes. What is love, guys? Putting others before yourself, yes. I would giving, yes. That cute thing you're doing there, is that love? Oh, you're not showing me something now. What is love, guys? Let's take them to the next slide. Take them out of... The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Guess what? God is love. Put that in a Hollywood pipe and don't smoke it. But you understand what I'm saying? They've got a really whack idea of what love is. The Word of God says God is love. 1 Corinthians 13, just go read through it. It's everything that you have said now, all together. Selfless life, giving of yourself, loving, seeing the best in somebody else, covering sin, covering missteps of people, because we love. So God is love. It is important to know what love is. I'm saying love calls us to. So God is calling us to do what? I said, yeah, we are called to, by love, love others as well as love ourselves. Which, in this context, means that your true identity is important to me as my own identity is important to me. We can do long series of who I am in Christ, being a son of God and knowing who I am, but if I don't care a hoot of you, Yaku really is in God and in Christ, and the way God sees him, I'm not walking in love. Love calls me further than that. I think I've got sonship down to a T, then I get into a situation and I realize I don't. But identity in spiritual context is really very important to me, because God has really built everything upon that. But if I don't care of who Edna really is in the Lord's eyes, am I truly walking in love? Can I truly know my own identity in the Lord if I don't care about who Demi is in the Lord? And this is not just a little churchy sermon, because the Word says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Who's your neighbor? It's the person closest to you. Have you ever stood in a queue at Checkers or at Pick and Pay or Woolies and stand in the queue not giving the slightest hoot of the people, who the people is before you or behind you? You get to a till, you're in a hurry, you want to get somewhere, you couldn't care less of the person behind the till. Have you ever driven your car and somebody ticks you off? Apparently Stephen has. Or he's just finding something else very funny. But have you ever driven your car and then somebody just have a conviction about guys that drive taxis? Do I actually care of who that person really is? They might be in serious bondage, make no mistake. They might not know their own identity, but do I actually care about who that person is in Christ and in the eyes of God, who he has made that person to be? Guys, love calls you to a place to know who you are in the Lord, to know that you're a son of God, and to be anchored in that truth. But I believe that anchors takes us further to say that love calls you to know who Dominic is in love. Who of you do not judge by the flesh? Albert, yes, hallelujah. Volgende week is ek daar, jy hier. Well done. I'm sure he sometimes... Hey, have you ever made that mistake or not? Just the preparation of this message, I just realized how freaking much we do it. Just judging things by the flesh and not the spirit. But anyway, we're going to get there just now. We said God is love. We're building upon the foundation of two things. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the second one, what was the second one again? By this the world will know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. So if we love one another, and you truly love your neighbor, it will be important to know the true identity of a person. To say, God, bring healing to these eyes. I'm seeing Bluebell supporter, you seeing Son of God. You seeing Canterbury rugby player, I'm seeing New Zealander. You seeing prophet, son, loving princess, whatever the case may be, I see somebody that hurt me. You see the gold. You see the future. You can prophesy truth. You know who you made the person to be. I see that they've rejected or hurt me. And it's nice to preach about it, but it's another thing we need to go home and live it. It's one thing to say, well, you're starry-eyed, you're all in love, and you see all these things. Yes, obviously, this prophetess of the Lord. Sorry, we have to be the example. And then stuff, life happens. But I need to get back into it, because the grace that I receive for myself, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm a son of the Most High God. That grace I receive daily, that love I receive for myself daily, that love, I need to give to my neighbor. And sometimes my neighbor is my wife. So when she slips up, what do I see? Do I challenge and do I judge her according to the flesh? Yes, unfortunately I still do. But the reality of this message is that I'm not called to do that. I need to say, Christ, who is she really? Who did you make her to be? The fruit that I see is not who she really is. Who is she? But if she's a new creation, she's a daughter of the Most High God. My delight is in her. That is who she is. So love calls us to do the following. To love is to see as love sees. Say, see as love sees. Woo-hoo. Through identity, the gold. See as love sees. Just imagine you can just flip that on, which you, by the way, by the grace of God, you probably can. But just have a pair of specs that you can just totally see through the eyes of God. You don't see problems, you don't see issues, you don't see all of the things that try to steal your faith. I'm not saying don't be realistic, but you see through the eyes of faith and hope constantly. Just imagine that we can live in such a world. I see the potential of God upon every single human being. The Bluebell supporters and the taxi drivers and the lawyers. Let's throw ourselves in there. So to love is to see the way love sees. It is to have love's faith for another. If AB goes through a bad patch and I don't feel he's a good friend to me, which is not the case at all. But as an example, am I going to look at the situation by the fruit at the moment that I'm seeing? Or am I going to realize, man, he's a firm believer of the Lord. He's constantly in the presence of the Lord. He's a God-fearing man of God. He's growing through a season. God is sorting something out. He's tuning his guitar. He's restringing him. I'm going to look at his situation by faith. I'm going to trust that's not where AB's going to stay. Because I need that grace for myself. I need my wife. My wife looked at me when... Have you seen how the rock stars take their guitars and... Bah! They just break it into pieces. When she met me, I was that guitar. But by love and by the grace of God, she prophetically looked at my life. She looked at this messed up guitar, no strings, all over the show, just broken. And she knew she couldn't fix me, but at least she had the eyes of faith and love to look at this guitar and know that the one that made it can fix it. Not that he's all fixed now, she'll tell you that. But at least I'm, I guess, in much better shape than there on the floor, neck off. God calls us to be anchored and to look at one another through those eyes. To have love's grace for another. I like to receive grace, but sometimes I struggle to give it. Anybody else with that problem? Ons vier. Ons sal na die tyd nog ekstra bid. Uitskryfwerk. But to have grace on others as you receive grace for yourself, that's the way that love sees it. God is slow to anger, abounding in love and mercy and grace. To love is to commit as love commits. To love is to commit as love commits. Now, membership, church membership might be weird. Edna said, and it's just something that I've just realized, is that in this world we commit if things are working for us. As Pick and Pay werk, dan werk het. If it doesn't work, if Spurs on it, they've got a burger special, they don't have weird stuff on Facebook, I'll go there. If they don't, well, then I might not. But we kind of have this thing, but love calls us to say, well, even if the fellowship around me, the church community I'm based in, even if they're not perfect, or at least not perfect yet, but God has divinely placed me here, I say yes to God, because I say yes to love. I'm not going to wait till the pastor is all sorted out. I'm not going to wait until everything is perfect and we've got a nice coffee machine and a barista, Matt Pietri, and I can have flat whites. I'm not going to wait till then, but I'm going to, in faith, say, Lord, if you want me, I commit in love and I trust for the flat whites to come. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but anyway, commit as love commits. I've just noticed how Christ commits to me. Christ and God is so committed to me. And so that love calls me to look through those eyes. He said things about me prophetically when, man, oh man, nobody on this dear earth could have seen that. God had the grace to see that over my life. To love is to call forth what love calls forth. What are you calling forth in your brothers and sisters? What are you calling forth in your neighbors? I'm so convicted. We've been living in our new neighborhood for a year and a half, almost 2 years. And even only in this last 2 weeks have our children, just like three houses in a row, have been playing every night together. And we parked there on our driveway. We're getting to know these people. They looked so much different, and they are so much different than they were in their cars for a year and a half. And I thought these people didn't like me because I'm a pastor. And they probably didn't, but they saw that I didn't bite and I didn't drag them through the water and I didn't drag them to my church. And so they kind of relaxed as well. So there was a dual thing going, because we took food a year and a half back to people and I think they probably thought it was a way to get them into church. Long story short, in this last 2 weeks, we could really see these people through love's eyes and see that they go through stuff and that they have their struggles as well, but immediately there's a connection. And I can slowly but surely see what God has placed in them. What is the goal that God has placed in them? And I want to challenge all of you guys. Love calls you to call forth, to call out the gold in other people. Even if life has whacked you a bit hard, may God just graciously get us back to that place. Love, to love is to love someone as you love yourself. To love someone, remember we're talking in the context of identity, to love someone is to love them the way in which you love yourself. I see myself as a son of God. But if Stephen does something weird, I'm just thinking, oh, what didn't I? Isn't it plain? I'm not seeing son of God and I'm not seeing in Christ. I have that grace for myself, but I need to extend. Love is calling me to extend that grace to Him. And that is so important. I think you get the point. Who needs help in doing this? We all do. That's why we've got Romans 5 verse 5. Such hope never disappoints us because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. This morning, He's just afresh pouring out His love into our hearts. So that I can see Jenny, Danny Rihanna, through love's eyes. They can see Yaku through love's eyes. Holy Spirit, please help us. And by the way, this is not always easy. Because as people, when we're in the flesh, we fail each other. We hurt each other, right? But love, grace, hope calls us to a higher maturity. Who's willing to walk in such maturity? Now, just quickly, the third point, or the main third point, is love enables to see by the Spirit. Love enables to see by the Spirit. You'll remember we said a couple of weeks back when we were talking about who I am, my identity, who I am in Christ. We said, well, praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Do you believe that about yourself? Yes, I'm a new creation. When you stuff up, the condemnation is thrown off. You repent, you receive the blood afresh. You realize, hey, I'm a new creation. I just need to walk in this truth. I am a new creation. And what did Jesus say? He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if I see myself as a new creation, I need to see you as a new creation. Because love calls me to that place. But just look how beautiful this is. Verse 16, just the prior verse. You can go to the next page, please. To see the prior verse of that very well-known scripture of being a new creation is the following. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. From now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. How often do I miss that? Daily. Lord, help me. Thank you that it will stop. It will change. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. By the way, if you regard someone to the flesh, what is the opposite of regarding somebody to the flesh? The Spirit. Okay, so it goes without saying, but just if we missed it. So we regard no one according to the flesh, but I would add there, not changing scripture, but it is read, can be read there, but according to the Spirit. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we're regarding thus no longer. If you only saw Jesus as the carpenter, as the guy that came from a very small town, with a bit of a weird family, who rode a donkey, hanged out with gluttons and drunkards. If you remember and you regard him only in the flesh, you're not going to get far. But if you see him as the Son of Man, the Messiah, the one that came to save us all from eternal damnation, then it's a bit different. Even though once we regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Just beautiful how those two verses comes together. I am a new creation in Christ. And then the Holy Spirit says, yes. But just remember verse 16 as well. Edna is also a new creation in Christ. I've received grace. He sees me as a son. And the Holy Spirit just taps you on the shoulder. Remember, God sees her also as a son or a daughter. We are all work in progress. I can't regard myself only by the Spirit and you by the flesh. Maybe in Christian circles we do that. I regard myself by the Spirit, yet I many times regard you by the flesh. God, help us not to do that. The Message Bible says the following. I'm going to read it. May it just speak to your heart. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside. This is important, guys. Now we look inside. And what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start. Anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start. He's created new. This is true of your spouse, of your friend, of your neighbor, and of those around you today here in church community. The old life is gone, a new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. He settled the relationship between us and Him. But the identity seeking never stops there. Love goes further. Love sees further. And then called us to settle our relationships with each other. This is so important. I don't know who've grieved you, who've hurt you. Even neighbors, funny enough. I just realized that. But sometimes even neighbors, real neighbors. God, what do you want to show me? What can I call forth? What gold? I don't see anything there. What gold can I call out in prayer? I'm not going to lie, Lord. I'm not going to lie about my stepbrother or my stepmom. I can't lie about it. It really did hurt, but take me into love. Take me into a place of your presence. Help me afresh just to see what you see. Because man, oh man, I've never seen it. Where's the gold? I'll mine, but you need to help me. Spirit of God, help me. And He might just show you one thing. You say, well, I can't see it, but amen. I disagree with it in the spirit. And you just call that in. You just call that in. If I truly walk by the Spirit, I'll regard you by the Spirit. By the way, Romans 8:14, you can go to that slide. Romans 8:14, all those led by God's Spirit are God's sons. So I can shout sonship and I'm all son, but I don't care a hoot about who you are. If I truly walk by the Spirit as a son of God, I'm called to, by love, see you as a son of God. If you don't act that part, yes, word calls me still to speak into your life. Say, look, Gil, I know the identity is true, but the fruit, you can always, there's room for, we're not putting it under the carpet and moving on. There's a place of accountability. There's a place of saying, hey, well, yes, I believe you're a new creation, but what I'm seeing is not the fruit of repentance. And the word calls us to the fruit of repentance. So if you go on like this, I might have to step away. But I'm going to have faith. I'm going to trust by grace that this is not the case and that if you're humble and teachable, you'll move in the right direction. But until then, I'll speak by faith. A son walks by the Spirit. And just by the way, and this is a sermon for another day, but how beautiful illustration we have in 1 Samuel of when the prophet was called, obviously, to anoint the new king that would have been David. Jesse's sons were all lined up. The big strong guys were all lined up. But poor David was out in the field. Jesse didn't even bother to call him to the party because he knew that he's not going to be the king. I think the word is he was quite, I think, timid or small and reddish. It was like, it was uit 'n rooierige gelaat gehad. So apparently that was, his dad didn't think it was quite cool. We're not going to have a small guy with red hair as a king. So here's my other sons. I won't even bother. Samuel comes around and he wants to anoint the king to come. And he goes through all of them and he sees the tall, dark and handsome type of guy. And he says, well, this, obviously, gryp sy olie en is op pad en God stop hom. God stops him. And then he says the following. You can go to the next slide, please. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his stature, because I have rejected him. That's obviously the other guy. Man does not see what the Lord sees, for man sees what is visible, but the Lord sees the heart. Small verse, out there in the Old Testament, but I believe to the day the principle is true. God is love. Love sees a way in which the carnal eyes cannot see. Love sees differently. For man sees what is visible, but the Lord sees the heart. And then obviously David gets called in, being short and reddish, and he gets anointed and he becomes king of Israel, eventually. So we're called to see through the love's eyes and we're called to see through the Spirit. Why do we want to do that? Three last things before we end. Why do we want to do this? Or where do we want to do this, I should rather say. We need to equip, anchor, and empower the next generation. I've spoken a bit about church and neighbors, but hey guys, who's got kids at home? Well, hopefully at church today, but who's got kids? Strand. We all have got kids. And who's been challenged about our children's true identity? I've been. Apparently myself and Karin. And Edna. But we need to always go back and say, Lord, what do you say? God, what do you see? I need to be anchored in the truth for Frida and Sophia. Teach a child the way he should go, and he shall not depart from it. Not teach a child the ways of the culture, and he will not depart from it. Not teach a child your dreams that did not work out, and they will not depart from it. Don't teach a child the ways that you go, and they will not depart from it. No, teach a child the ways of the Lord, and they will not depart from it. Who is Frida? Who is Sophia? Not in my eyes, definitely not in the eyes of this culture, and also not in the eyes of my mother or my parents-in-law. Who are they in the eyes of God? What does love say about them? Because that is the truth that we need to call out. That is what we need to sow into. That is what we need to trust God to do. We need to call the gold out of them by love in the Spirit. I should not regard my own children by the flesh, but by the Spirit. You should not regard your children by the flesh, but by the Spirit. So that's the first place. Because we want a next generation of what? Godly offspring, a godly generation. The second one we've mentioned, I see you. Way back, it was in Azeventain one weekend, and I spent time with the Lord, and He just gave me a vision, just realizing that there's so many people in this world that hulle word nie raak gesien nie. They don't get noticed. They just don't get noticed by mainstream people. They just run in and out of shops, and they just quickly come and fill up your car or whatever. They just don't notice these guys or these people. And it's not an economic thing. Yes, it does have an influence, but it's not only that. There might be CEOs or MDs that are so alone, you'll not even know it, because they don't get noticed. Their office gets noticed. Their power and their stature and their money, their titles get noticed. But who they are don't get noticed, really. And I believe this is a call to be anchored in love by seeing your neighbor the way God sees them, and to truly say, well, I actually see you. Just to take time out and to get to know your neighbor. To when you fill up your car, just to trust, Holy Spirit, help me. I'm in such a rush, I couldn't care less. But my flesh couldn't care less, but I know my Spirit, filled with your Spirit, cares about Pete that is filling up this car. Help me to see him. Help me to notice him. Help me om hom raak te sien. So that's the second place. Firstly, our children in our homes, we need to see them in love. And then secondly, our neighbors, those that are close to us. And then thirdly, I believe in a church community is of such importance. By this the world will know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. Guys, this thing called church cannot work if we're not anchored in love and challenge ourselves daily to regard each other by the Spirit and not the flesh. I believe that's one of the fine things that keep church life, that keeps church community and the bride of Christ together. People looking at each other through the eyes of love. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, but by the Spirit, anchored in true love. And now yesterday, I was lying on this spaarkamer bed preparing. And I just did that. And I just said, Lord, forgive me for where I look at people, even in church community, according to the flesh and not regard them through the Spirit. I want to be anchored in love. And sometimes it's easier to be just in the flesh. It's just easy to see somebody, see the fruit, just write them off and move on. I'm not referring to anybody here. I'm just speaking hypothetically. No, I'm also not referring to anybody not in church today. It's just a hypothetical example. But it takes a bit of effort and a question to the Lord to say, Lord, please help me to regard according to the Spirit, not the flesh. And so I'm just going to pray. Lord, thank you that you just open up hearts in this moment. Holy Spirit, help us to see one another here today and those that you've planted here. and regard each other by the Spirit, not the flesh. Thank you that you pour out again love in our hearts, to have love's perspective, love's identity for ourselves, but also love's identity for others. Our children, forgive us where we've missed it. For our neighbors, forgive us where we've missed it. And then for us as a church community as well. We just thank you for that, Holy Spirit. Pietri, yesterday I saw for you, I just clearly saw the foundation of a house, like how they would lay the foundation. Firstly, I'm going to share a couple of words. Firstly, our true identity is in Christ, and then as sons and daughters, this is just add-ons which God, I believe, laid on my heart and test them. But I saw you as a foundation, and but yet, what was remarkable is I realized that a foundation is not always seen. The words came to mind, called to be God's foundation. God has called you to be a foundation in his house, but in the kingdom. I heard the words strong and steadfast and love. Strong, steadfast, and love. But again, there's a kind of a hiddenness. Those who God will raise through you might be more seen than you. But God has called you to be strong and steadfast in love. And I just this just spoke to me about God's character and the way he does it. God is like this. So I just wanted to bless you with that. God is exactly like that. He's like a foundation. You don't see him. You see his sons. You see his Anguses. You see his sons and daughters doing the thing, but you don't see him. Yet, nobody can do anything, including me, if that foundation is not there. But I believe God is, this is not all your identity, but it's part of your identity that I see, is that you're like one of those foundations, strong and steadfast and in love, not always seen, but the people that will build from your life by the grace of God will be seen, and even more so seen. So go test it, please. Dominique, ek het gesien hoe jy 'n wit vlag van righteousness, regverdigheid oor mense waai, en dit God se vrede bring in mense se lewens. Sien jy soos 'n wit vlag wat jy oor mense waai en dit bring vir hulle vrede. Your seeking and mining will bring liberty to others. You're constantly knocking and asking and mining, that will bring liberty to others, I believe God says. And he says, don't despair, don't give up. Toets gerus die woord. Kom Johan, ek het vir jou gesien, net 'n huge diamant. Net 'n huge diamant, en ek voel God sê, jy is sy diamant. Tannie Rihanna, ek het gehoor, die woorde called to save. Dis ek soos, called to save, dis ek so duidelike vision, I saw a clear vision, that you touch people's crutches and they disappear. It might be physical, but I do believe it's emotional and spiritual as well, that when people have struggled with crutches in life, you call to save. You've got to be God's hands of salvation. You are God's hands of salvation, but even more so, you're going to touch the crutches that people try to do life with. You're going to touch their lives, and those crutches are going to disappear. Don't see Genevieve here, but I just heard that she's called to dance before the Lord. She was there. I'll share it with her later. I had a word for Obed. I don't know if he had to be here, but I'll send it to him later. Stephen, test this, but I just heard, called to teach and disciple many, lead with confidence of Christ. So don't know if it's very much in your heart. Stephen is hard not, but I believe the Spirit will speak to you. Called to teach and disciple many, lead in the confidence of Christ. And I know you don't have that self-confidence, you have a confidence in Christ which brings your confidence, and I see that. And I just see and love that for you. Tish is not here, but she just came to mind. She's called like a David, to slay giants in the name and the power of the Lord. Love will be known as your only weapon. So Lord, we just thank you for that. For John, I just had you on my heart yesterday. You shall also be known as the feeder of men, feeding men. It links up with the word that actually came earlier, feed my sheep. And thank you, Lord, just for that. Just test it. Karin, ek het vir jou net op my hart gehad. God het jou gemaak as 'n waterput, a well. He made you as a well, waar baie, baie mense nog gaan drink. And I heard the words, you will never run dry. So Lord, we just thank you for it. Edna, I just heard, mother of nations, your inheritance is me, says the Lord. And then George, I heard pillar, and I heard stand, and I heard love will keep you. So we just thank you for that, Lord. Let's just, Demi, as her phone will spill, let's just go into the Spirit. And let's trust in this moment that even today and in this season, that the Holy Spirit will speak to you about the true identity of those in your home, those in your neighborhood around you, and those that are here, those that are in your community. Let's just get into prayer and trust that the Holy Spirit will speak to us, that love will show us true identity. You might not see everything of it, obviously just an element, as I just ministered, just an element of an identity, but it will unlock something. It will stir something in hearts. Even if you get in this moment a word of knowledge about somebody, or you see through love's eyes about somebody here and their identity, you're welcome to come and share. There's no fear, but let's just hold it before the Lord and make sure that it is gold. It need not be perfect, but remember, there's also a big responsibility when we speak these things. And I say that in love. So when we speak, let's be sure in faith. I just see for Orphi, I don't know if they're still here, but I just see an arrow in the quiver. And I know in Psalms it says that sons born in one's youth is like an arrows in a quiver. And I believe God says that about you, Orphi. I don't know if you're in the mother's room, but I just see this arrow as a son of God.
Playing with a car, and I just believe God is saying, I don't know, I can restore your childlike faith.
Don't be scared to share if somebody is on your heart, or something is on your heart.
I just want to say, I don't even know this girl here. What's your name? You. Yeah. Carry on. But you know, you've got such a lovely spirit, and you just shine for Jesus.
Natasha, when I was praying now, the Lord showed me He's hanging a necklace around your neck, but it's yellow flowers. I've asked the Lord now, what does that mean? And Petrine doesn't know. And then worship, yellow worship. You are a worshiper.
Yaku. That Yaku. When I prayed, God showed me like it was a leaf. As the wind blow, it came back. And I was like, what does it mean? But you are meant to speak to people's life, to show them that there's life, that they are steadfast. There where the wind blows, they are strong. They will be able to stand. So I want to encourage you to speak into people's life. Ask God to see how He sees, so they can know that they are alive.
And I just saw for you a hammer. I just believe God uses you as a tool also to break stuff, break lies, break hard stuff. And I just, yeah, I just also sense a pure spirit or a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. But thank you, God, that you also bless him and use him, Lord, as this hammer, just to come against cultural lies, just lies of the enemy and bondage in other people's lives. Thank you, Lord, for the strong calling on his life. In Jesus' name.
For you, Latif, and the Lord showed me a tree planted by the waterside. Huge, huge. You know, these big trees with the very sprawling branches. And with so much space that many, many, many birds can make their nest in that tree.
Yeah, it's for, the word is for Letitia. I think she's in the mother's room, but... You know, just this picture of a lion that's roaring, and how the Lord has given her so much boldness, and the Lord has given her a voice, and the Lord is saying she must speak, and he's going to just use her.
For Eleanor and Richard, I see you as a unit, I see you as this fountain. But the water's coming from deep, 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 and no matter how much water comes out on top, I feel like you're constantly gonna, there's constantly gonna be water, and it's a well of life-giving water.
And that scripture, Eleanor, just came to mind. I think yesterday as well. In fact, just as a hen gathers her chicks, and that's just speaking of God's character. And obviously, it's what happens. He just does that through your life and through the identity he's given you. Just in taking in the chicks under your wing, I believe God is just extending his love to others.
I just saw AB and Natasha, and I just saw God's hand on you guys, and I just felt the Lord said, AB, he sees your heart, and that scripture in the word where Jesus was teaching people to pray, and he said, do not go outside and let people see you praying, but go into your inner room and speak to God. I just felt that the Lord sees you in your inner room, making petitions to him and raising or putting the desires of your heart for his kingdom before him. And I just felt that the Lord, that the Lord has installed a lot of things for you guys. There's a lot happening in the inner room at the moment. Don't despise that. God is building a lot of valuable things that you will share with others. And there's a process you're going through now, so just keep on sticking through that. Let God work, keep on working in that inner room, and then he'll make it public when the time is right. And then I also felt for Albert and Dominique. I just felt, Albert, that God has put a fire in you, and you're a fire starter, and God has given you boldness to step out and light fires in people's lives. And I just felt that do not be intimidated by anyone. I just felt God has given you boldness that you won't be intimidated by anyone. And I just felt that the joy of the Lord is your strength in your marriage. So keep on tapping into that.
Anina, ek het vir jou gesien in worship. I saw just how you are hauling in nets, like this massive catch. Firstly, what I saw is just the anointing that God has given you, who he's called you to be, as you just haul in this massive catch as if it's nothing. And just the grace and favor of God in your life. I don't know if it's a fisher of men type of thing, but yeah, I just see how you just bring in this catch with the Lord. And I was just, wow, that's just a beautiful vision of that. So just maybe pray into that, that God can explain where it is and how it works.
Danny, Jenny, I just saw God writing your life story, and he's saying, I am and was the author of your life story, and I'm going to give you like a mic so that you can speak into young women's life.
Demi, vir jou, seed planter, the future, our young people will need you to plant seeds, and I see saplings, little green saplings coming up. Seed planter, seed planter.
I didn't understand it. I saw for you a feather, a white feather the whole time. And not only when he shared that word, the words came and I heard writer of heaven, writer of heaven. So Lord, we just thank you that she can write the things of your heart, the things that are from heaven. Wolfie, you're like an arrow in God's quiver. But I just really sense that whatever you're able to run and how you're able to run in the flesh, God's gonna up that entirely and totally spiritually. It's like I know you do really well in this life or in the flesh, but I believe the race that He's called you for, it's just you're gonna stand in amazement of the way in which He's equipped you, the stamina that He's given you. And the race that is called you actually to lead. And I might be wrong, but tested, but I believe what you're seeing in the season of your life, the fruit of this running, is actually a mirror image of what it's called you for spiritually. And may you mind, may you seek, may you find what that gold is, the race, the spiritual race that is called both of you together for, and how it's going to impact the nations. How it's going to impact the nations. So thank you, Father God, for that. Your will be done. Your will be done.
Just see like a old suitcase, but it's like a briefcase. And in today's time, you know, briefcases don't look how they used to look. Maar dit is vol stuff wat die Here soos vir jou gee om stuff te doen, soos penne, sakrekenaar, like stuff that isn't of this time. Like, and you're like, oh God, this is like so outdated, and like, what is this? This doesn't make sense. If I take this out and use this spyglass to read this newspaper, people are going to think, what the heck is this? But I feel like God is saying, can't do this, or it's too much for Rolf. What did I not say? Rolf. And God has got stuff for you that doesn't necessarily make sense in the time, or even to people around you, or even to you. You're like, what, God, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to look ridiculous. But he's like, I've given you, and I've, this is stuff for you that's going to make sense for you. You can't use stuff other people use. And never despise that, because it's where the life is. It's like where your relationship with God is. It's where it is.
Bianca, I just, you know, when sometimes somebody writes a song and it's just like, it just rocks like the world, because it's just somehow somebody's put it together that everybody gets touched by it and they just want to sing with and they feel like they connect with it. And I feel like God's going to use you in a way that it's going to be effortless to bring people together. He's going to like put those ways of combining different harmonies or whatever, but he's just, you're going to see, like, you're going to bring unity into places where there was disunity, and it's going to be effortless because it's really going to be him, like, bringing, I just see, like, a picture of, like, concerts of people singing together. So, yeah, he's just going to do that.
Ralph, also for you, just saw you were standing in your casual clothes, just being who you are, and there's all these guys with suits around you, and they were amazed by what you just by what you were saying, and just by being yourself. They were. It's just saying that you shouldn't change who you are in the environments that you're going into. If you just stay true to who you are, then people will be turned by that.
John, ek net vir jou die woord Rekkie het opgekom. And then warrior, and it's almost like David, like it. I believe you've got a soft heart, in fact. But that's exactly why God maybe calls you to be a warrior and fighter, because you need to pure a softer heart, almost David-like. And I just see where you see injustice, where you see hurt, how you want to intervene, where you want to jump in for other people and love on them and fight their battles for them. But I just pray that God will disciple you and he will teach you how to master this. Because that's who he is, in fact. And it's just an echo of his character again. To stand in for those that cannot fight.
So I just saw, I keep seeing this picture for Dominique. It's like a strong tower and you're sitting at the top of the tower and how you can see things coming on. Like you've got a watchman calling where you know, kind of protective over the rest of the congregation, and that the Lord will show you stuff and strategies and show you stuff that's coming before we can't see it, but you're going to see it.
That's cool. I just felt in my heart, for those who didn't get a word today, I remember at university, I was crying because they were prophesying over everyone around me, and I was like, nobody sees me. And I remember that evening, God was like, I see you, and I will tell you who you are. I will speak to you personally. So if God didn't speak to you today here, it's because he has a special word for you, and he wants you to hear it from him. Okay?
That's maybe also a very polite way, not by Edna, by the Lord, just to wrap it up. I know it's getting late. So I'm going to pray for us. This is fun. I like this. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for you. That's all. I just thank you for you. Not for what you do. I just thank you for you. And as Edna said, thank you that you just speak into hearts and use us to speak into one another's hearts. And when we see, when we regard, maybe we regard by the Holy Spirit of God and not by the flesh. We need a special anointing for that. Remind us of that Holy Spirit. Fill us with love to regard one another, our children, our neighbors, not by the Spirit, not by the flesh, in Jesus' name, but by the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. God is good. Thank you, guys. Please have some cake, coffee, and then have lots of spiritual discussions next to the coffee table. Enjoy your week. God bless. Next weekend is a very long weekend, but there's church. So you're welcome.